And we're back with the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. I'm Diana Delling, sitting in for Mary Charlotte. Here with us today for Speaking of the Arts is Rob DeWalt. Rob is a local, as everyone probably knows, Rob is a local freelance writer, journalist, and has a great food column, which I hope we can talk about a little bit, for the Santa Fe Reporter. Good morning, Rob.
Morning. It's been a little while, hasn't it?
It has been a little while.
I know.
And here it's winter.
I know.
Suddenly it's winter.
It's kind of cold out. It is kind of cold out.
But thank you for getting up so...
Oh,
it's not that early at this time, but we get up a little bit earlier to get kind of prepared and caffeinated.
Yeah. I mean, I was on vacation for a couple of weeks, and the people I was staying with, one of them is just naturally gets up at like 5 in the morning, and the other one was a fisherman, and so he's up at like 3 in the morning.
Wow.
So I've been getting up since I got back a few weeks ago, around 5, 6 o'clock in the morning. But
wow.
It still takes me a really long time to put my face on. But I'm really happy to be back.
I'm happy to have you back, and I'm sure Santa Fe is happy to have you back as into the community. I enjoyed your column this week, by the way, in the Santa Fe Reporter.
Oh, the green chili stew piece?
Especially like the headline.
Yeah, let's get stupid.
Stew as an S-T-E-W.
I'm telling
stupid.
You, it's. I mean, there are plenty of other great green chili stews out there, but those three, those folks, you know, they're just they're doing something right, you know.
Should I don't know if we should. Well, people have to read it to find out what those three are.
People will have to read. Will have to read it to find out what they are. They can read it in a couple of weeks. It's right before Thanksgiving, but I'm going to be doing a piece on alternatives to turkey.
Tofuki or what's it called? Tofurky?
I'll touch on that.
Okay, well, I bet you'll get a little more creative than that.
Yeah, I'm going to throw, generally like once a month, I'll throw some recipes in there that I cook at home. And so that's what I'm going to do.
Nice.
I'm going to make something weird. Anyway.
Yeah, let's talk about what's going on.
Happy weekend. Well, the first thing I want to talk about, speaking of being back in the community, is I am involved this year with Holiday Pie Mania, which is a fundraiser.
I like it already.
It's our third year. It's a fundraiser for the Food Depot, Northern New Mexico's food bank. I think last year we raised about $5,000. And there's like 13 or 14 or 15 or 16. Anyway, there's tons of chefs that are participating. It's happening at Builders Source Appliance Gallery at 1608 Pacheco Street tomorrow.
Okay.
From 1 to 4 p.m. There's going to be chef demos, pie tastings. There's going to be an auction of holiday pies, which means you can bid on a pie and have it prepared anytime during the holidays. You'll have to work that out with the chef. And then we're going to be raffling off pies. Ahori's is going to be providing coffee. I'll be pouring it.
And it's at Builder's Source Appliances, which is down by Sweetwater?
No, it's between St. Michael's and San Mateo on Pacheco Street. So it's right there sort of on the corner.
Okay, great.
When you're driving down, you're trying to go to Chocolate Maven and you see all those gas bottles on the left, it's right next to that.
Okay, got it.
Right. And so you can get tickets at the thefooddepot.org. /PieMania 2014. Just go to thefooddepot.org and there'll be a link and you can get on there and get tickets.
Fantastic.
They cost less if you buy them in advance today.
Ah.
Just going to say that.
I love pie, so I'm going to check that out.
No, this is a really fun event. Chef Johnny V, he MCs the thing every year.
Fun.
And he's a blast. And we love Johnny.
Fantastic.
And yeah, it's going to be great fun. And it's a really fun family event, too. You know, pie. You can pick up some tricks of the trade. So come on down, have some
Yum.
Pie. Have some pie and coffee.
I will tell people about something coming up from the Santa Fe Green Chamber of Commerce. There is an event and it is Saturday, November 15th, tomorrow at the Convention Center. It's Chunky Monkey, Ice Cream and Activism with Ben Cohen of Ben and Jerry's. So we all know Ben and Jerry's.
Yeah.
They've always been social activists and he's been promoting causes in Vermont and nationally, and now his latest effort is getting money out of politics with his nonprofit called Stamp Stampede. So you can come down for ice cream and to learn more about this Stamp Stampede campaign with special guest Alan Weber and our mayor, Javier Gonzalez. Saturday, November 15th at the Convention Center.
Cool.
The presentation starts at 6:30 with Ben and Jerry's ice cream afterward. Mm. For tickets, you can call, Ticket Santa Fe is selling the tickets, lensic.org, actually ticketsantafe.org, or call 988-1234.
So you could have, like, theoretically, you could have pie in the early afternoon, and then you could go have ice cream.
You're onto something. And you're doing good in both cases.
Yeah, you're doing community activism in both cases. So it's a win-win with a high calorie count.
Exactly.
There's some great art openings happening this weekend also. There's a new show up at the Jean Cocteau Cinema Gallery. It's portraits by painter James Koskinas. And that's up through, I think it's only up through Sunday. It's just a short run. But I believe the Pastiempo actually has a story about it in their lovely magazine today. The Red Dot Gallery, it's their annual holiday group show. So it's work by students and alumni and faculty and staff from the Santa Fe Community College, Santa Fe University of Art and Design, and the University of New Mexico. And there's a reception today from 4:30 to 7. And that's up through January 23rd. This is really cool if you want to hang out outside today. The Santa Fe Botanical Garden is opening Morphing Nature. It's a found object sculpture sort of installation by IAIA students and also students from Santa Fe University of Art and Design. There's a reception today from 3 to 5, so it's the warmest time of day.
Nice.
It should be
and
in the
sunny.
high 50s or high 40s, low 50s, something like that. I don't know.
It's kind of beautiful.
Bring a scarf.
If you ask me.
Bring a scarf. And Santa Fe clay. This is great, just in time for the holidays. Get set. It's a dinnerware sets by Paul Eschelman and Camila Friedman. Camila Friedman Gerlichs and Clay Leonard. Santa Fe clay. Clay Leonard. That's great. Reception today from 5 to 7 p.m. at Santa Fe clay, over there in the rail yard. So. Good stuff.
I don't know if you've heard about this, another thing going on. It's been on the radio on KSFR quite a bit. Sacred Body is a big event at the Lensic tonight. It's a benefit for it's a young adult scholarship program for the Healing Movement Arts. It's put on by the New Mexico Dance Coalition and producer Tess Young. And this is dance and art extravaganza. There will be a dance performance with all kinds of local dancers involved, and also an art exhibit in the atrium of the Lensic starting at 6:30. The art exhibit is open to anyone who has a ticket to the evening event. The event begins at 7:30, and for tickets you can call the Lensic box office, 988-1234, ticketsantafe.org. It sounds like it's going to be really interesting with all kinds of locals getting involved. The 3HC, the hip-hop dancers from Española, will be involved, and Roger Montoya from Moving Arts Española. The Sultana belly dancers, Julie Brett Adams of One Woman Dancing. All kinds of dancers and good art.
That's a lot of good dance right
there.
It
is. It's an extravaganza. I just wanted to say that again.
If you've been shopping anywhere lately, then you probably noticed that Christmas is coming up.
Yes, and I mean, I like Christmas, but shopping, I don't know.
But this is a great way to ring in the holidays, I think. The Santa Fe Children's Museum is having a fundraiser and gingerbread house display.
Ooh.
And that's today from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. And basically there's going to be a live instant auction and gingerbread houses made by local chefs.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. And proceeds are going to obviously benefit the museum, which could always use the financial support. And that's from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Santa Fe Children's Museum on Old Pecos Trail, right in front of CCA, where tonight from 6 to 8 p.m. you can enjoy Art Collision and Repair Shop, which is a really cool exhibition. 27 Santa Fe artists working in teams of quote-unquote art mechanics have repaired and transformed the quote-unquote stalled work of other Santa Fe artists.
Oh, wow.
So it's kind of like, it's sort of a collaborative, you know, it's sort of like, I think of it as having writer's block, and then someone's like tells you
helps
the word
you
that you've been looking for, that you just couldn't, it's on the tip of your tongue, and you're too lazy to get a thesaurus. Well, not calling artists lazy,
yeah.
But anyway.
You just can't get there yourself.
That's from 6 to 8 p.m. I might swing by and say hi to everybody tonight. But that's going to be a really cool event. I'm interested to see what the artists have done with other artists' work. So that should be fun.
It's time for the, what do we call it? The cat of the week.
Oh, good.
From Felines and Friends. And I'm going to read this because it's cute. It's a polar vortex. Adopt your warm and cuddly kitty companion from Felines and Friends. It's a local cat rescue and placement organization, which gives a second chance to abandoned and neglected cats. This week's cat of the week is Ms. K. Sweet and playful, she is also quite outgoing and social, but she'd probably prefer an adult home as the only pet. However, she may adjust to gentle male feline companion.
Uh-oh.
No, she's very particular, but she's super cute, and she's probably not very particular. She's a wonderful cat, and she'd make a great pet. She's a beautiful girl with short coat and tortoise shell tabby markings with little white feet, and she was born in March of 2010.
Oh.
So she's about four. If you're interested in adopting Ms. K, you can call 505-316-CAT-1, that's 2281, for more info. Or you can email Felines and Friends at askfelinesandfriends@yahoo.com. And we love Felines and Friends. There will also be adoption at Petco with advisors on hand for adoption Thursday through Sundays from 1 to 4. And at Tekachu in San Busco, the first Saturday of every month from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m.
Neat.
Kitties. Kitties, yes. Available and need good homes because it's cold outside.
I know. Running around in the streets. Puppies, too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Puppies, too.
I'm a book nerd, and there are a ton of book sales going on this week and this weekend. So we've got today and tomorrow at the Museum of New Mexico Press, which is on the Camino Lejo at the Stuart Udall building. New and slightly used books, that's from noon to 3 p.m. today and 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. on Saturday. There's also a book sale at Vista Grande Public Library in El Dorado, but that's going to be books and DVDs and CDs. That's from noon to 6 today and 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. on Saturday. And then Saturday and Sunday, the Museum of Indian Arts and Culture Laboratory of Anthropology, also on Museum Hill, rare and first edition books at 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Saturday. There is admission. And then I believe there's 1 to 4 p.m. on Sunday with a smaller admission. And then noon to 4 p.m. on Sunday. And there's no charge for that. You can find out more about that book sale by calling 476-1264. So lots of books for sale.
Books. And KSFR has a big annual,
yes,
book and media fair, but it's in the summer.
It's in the summer.
So this is kind of about halfway.
It's about halfway.
A little less, but yeah. So you get some books at these, come back to the KSFR one in the summer, and
there will always be more books.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And who doesn't love books?
I
love books.
That's one of the things that I am being told by my better half that I have to do today.
Is read?
Go through all of my books.
Oh.
Yes.
Yeah, all these book sales take books too, of course.
Yes, we've run out of room, and so I need to get rid of some books. I have a lot of art books that I just can't get rid of. You know?
Oh, because you love them. Yeah, it's hard to give them up. I know.
Yeah.
I know.
Anyway.
There's a Collected Works, speaking of books, has some events going on this week. There will be on Sunday, this Sunday at 4 p.m., Muse Times 2 will present poetry readings with Emily Kendall Fry and Kim Parko. This brings some lesser-known poetic voices from around the nation to Santa Fe to present original works. Out-of-town headliners are paired with local poets from New Mexico to enhance our local and national literary communities. So Emily Kendall Fry, or Frey, lives in Portland, Oregon. She's written several chapbooks and chapbook collaborations, and she will be here at Collected Works on Sunday with Kim Parko, who is a Santa Fe resident. She's the author of the book Cure All and the Rest of the World Seems Unlikely. She's also an associate professor at IAIA. Come on down to Collected Works Bookstore for that one Sunday at 4 o'clock.
Neat. Desert Academy has this really great thing called Left to Our Own Devices. It's a community production that examines the impact of our relationship with electronic devices. Yes.
Wow, that's topical, isn't it?
It's very topical. I mean, it's I love my phone. I love my mobile device.
We both have our...
But I was driving around doing errands yesterday, and it was fairly early in the morning, and I saw a woman crossing Cerrillos Road. She didn't have the crosswalk light, and she was staring at her phone and didn't even look up. She just walked across the street, and luckily there were no cars coming, but I'm like, come on, you can just put it down to cross the street,
right?
Please?
And if you look around, so many drivers, if you just watch, people are texting and talking on the phone while they're driving. It happens all the time.
Yeah. So this is actually, the first performance of this is on Thursday, November 20th, and there's another performance on Friday, a week from today. It starts at 7 p.m., and it's at Warehouse 21, our lovely teen and young adult arts center, right down there in the rail yard. It's, you can get tickets at the door for this, too, so don't call Desert Academy and bother them. Just go get tickets at the door. But it's obviously it's the Desert Academy Performing Arts, so it's youth actors and actresses.
Oh, nice!
And it's like you said, it's very, very topical. It's scary out there.
It's good. Good. The young people are exploring the topic.
Yes. Yes, indeed. Oh, High Mayhem! The High Mayhem Fall Series continues on Saturday evening. Night 3 at High Mayhem Studio. We've got the Proxemics, Johnny Bell, Steve Paxton.
Johnny Bell.
Angelo Harmsworth, and one of my favorites, Bull Seal. I saw Bull Seal actually one time sing the items on a Chinese menu.
Wow.
It's very interesting. Yeah, so this is at High Mayhem over there on, I believe, Siler Lane. I'm just going to look it up just to make sure. It's 2811 Siler Lane.
Yep.
And if you go to highmayhem.org, you can get more information. There is a suggested donation for that.
Very nice.
Yes.
Also in that area there is of town, there is a new play at Teatro Paraguas.
Yes.
It is Death and the Maiden, a play by Ariel Dorfman. Actually, it's been running since Halloween, but it goes through November 16th. So this is the last weekend you can see it. It's Fridays and Saturdays and Sunday this week. It features Rod Harrison, Angelo Jaramillo, and Nicole Phelps with Rick Vargas, director. For more information, you can go to teatroparaguas.org or call 424-1601 for reservations.
Nice.
Are you familiar with this play?
Yeah, a little bit, yeah. It's pretty deep. It's pretty deep. I wanted to mention really fast that High Mayhem, in terms of being a physical space, is not going to be around for very much longer. They are taking a hiatus. If you go to their Facebook page, they have, they can explain it a lot better than I can.
Okay.
And they might have something actually on their own website. But they are going to take a hiatus from their space, for financial reasons and some other reasons too. It's
Will we see them around town at other spaces? Will they?
I'm sure you will. They have some projects up their sleeve, and if you go to their Facebook page, you can learn more about it.
Okay, good.
I don't want to speak for them, but I do know that they're going to be out of here.
Good to know. Good to know. And sorry to hear that, but I hope
they're
still around.
Support this last fall series because it's sort of a last hurrah for a little while.
I hope they'll be back.
Yeah, they'll be back.
Okay, good.
I'm sure they will.
The Lenzic has a series called National Theater Live, you may be familiar with. The series broadcasts big productions from the National Theater in London and other places. And this next week we have two of those coming up, and they are examples of something from London and something from New York. On Tuesday, we will be presenting Skylight. It's a broadcast in HD of the play that is being produced and shown in London. It stars Bill Nye and Carey Mulligan, and it's a dramatic, romantic story about two people who kind of reunite and
Bill Nye, the science guy?
No. Oh. Actually, no, it's Bill. I used to call him Bill Nighy, N-I-G-H-Y,
okay.
But apparently it's Nye, I have learned.
Okay.
He was in Love Actually, Notes on a Scandal, and The Best Exotic Marigold Hotel. If you see him, you're like, oh, yeah, that guy. you'll know him. And this is a play directed by Stephen Daldry. Yeah, this is at the Lenzic on Tuesday at 7. And on Wednesday at 7, there's another National Theater live production, different because it's broadcast from Broadway this time, which is new for them. It is the James Franco version of Mice and Men. The James Franco version, not his version, but he's starring in it. James Franco and Kurt O'Dowd, who I believe was nominated for a Tony for his performance. So National Theater live broadcast Tuesday and Wednesday at the Lenzic. Tickets, ticketsantafe.org.
Nice. Hey, let's bump the Lenzic one more time. Judy Collins.
Judy Collins.
What an amazing personality. And been performing for quite a long time.
She has.
And, you can call her a folk singer, but I'd just call her a really good singer.
It's classic, huh?
Classic singer. And she's going to be performing at the Lenzic on Sunday at, 7 p.m., right?
Yep.
Yeah. 988-1234. TicketSantaFe.org.
I want to check that one very quickly because it might be 7:30.
Okay.
Just to make sure we get the right...
Okay.
Word out. No, it's 7. Rob is right as usual at 7 o'clock.
Yay, I'm right.
Let me do 2 more Lensic events just because
we're on the subject.
We're on the Lensic. And these are really fun. Thursday at the Lensic at 7, there will be a screening of a new film called Dying to Know, Ram Dass and Timothy Leary. It's a film by Santa Fe's Gay Dillingham. It's an intimate portrait of these two complex, controversial men, Ram Dass and Timothy Leary, and their friendship that shaped a generation. They call it a lively cosmic buddy film. It's a cinematic vision quest safely tethered to the here and now via Robert Redford's reassuring narration. And it's the hometown Santa Fe premiere with the filmmakers in attendance Thursday, November 20th at the Lensic. Friday at the Lensic, next Friday, there is a Blazing Saddles 40th anniversary screening to benefit the Santa Fe Animal Shelter. And hopefully we'll announce that again, or Mayor Charlotte will next week. But Blazing Saddles, a great one, 40 years old, and you can see that at the Lensic on Friday of next week.
Nice. Theater. More theater. This is the final weekend for Gideon's Knot, which is Jonna Adams' 2012 drama about a student suicide. So heady material. And it is appropriately at Warehouse 21. There's a performance on Saturday at 7:30 p.m. And there's also a matinee 4 p.m. performance on Sunday. This is the final weekend. So get out and see that one. Support some local theater.
Another local, Don J. Unsner, will read from his book Chasing Dichos Through Chimayo, which details the unique local speak of the peoples of rural New Mexico. If you have heard a phrase you didn't understand in New Mexico, this may be an enlightening talk for you. That's Tuesday, November 18th at Collected Works, 6 p.m. Author Don Unsner, Unsner, and his book Chasing Dichos Through Chimayo.
Nice.
Want me to do another one?
No, I've got one here.
Okay.
We've got Santa Fe Art Institute 140, an evening of creativity and conversation. This is on Thursday, the 20th, at the Santa Fe Art Institute. It's 20 short talks by members of the community and Santa Fe Art Institute artists in residence. Starts at 7 p.m. There's, like I said, tons of artists are going to be speaking. There's no charge for this event. You can find out more by calling 424-5050. So...
50-50.
So definitely some... Oh, Festival of the Cranes is starting in Socorro.
I
know it's down south, but you know... I mean,
no, it's worth the drive.
Yeah. It's one of the most amazing sights you'll ever see. See tens and thousands of cranes just swooping in and leaving. And it's another chance to get up early.
It is. Afternoon's nice, too. I went there one Thanksgiving and did the evening fly in or fly out. Or
that's true.
Something flying somewhere.
That's true.
There's a new exhibit at MIAC, the Museum of Indian Arts and Culture. It's called The Last Peyote Guardians. I'm babbling without knowing what I'm really talking about. It's a screening of a newly released documentary revolving around the ceremonial use of peyote. So it's a film called The Last Peyote Guardians, showing at 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. today, Friday, November 14th, at the Museum of Indian Arts and Culture on Camino Lejo. For more information, you can call 476-1250.
Nice. There's some interesting films that are actually sort of opening now.
It's that season, right?
Yeah. We've got Citizen 4, which is this great documentary about filmmaker who sort of stumbles upon a whistleblower who turns out to be Edward Snowden. Mm. And this is playing at the CCA. And there's also another great film. Oh, you already talked about Ram Dass. That's right. There's The Great Invisible, which is a documentary that sort of explores the Deepwater Horizon oil rig and the explosion and the aftermath and whatnot. And that is also playing at the CCA. So Citizen 4 and The Great Invisible are playing at the CCA. I don't know. Let's see. What have we got going on at the Jean Cocteau? We've got Interstellar, which they're shooting, which I went with my mom and saw.
You did.
It's they have the 35mm print.
Oh, nice.
Which is
a rarity
today. Which is really the way that Christopher Nolan, the director, wanted it to be seen, is either in 30 or 70mm. That is playing there, and The Twilight Angel, which is a wonderful film about an artist dealing with PTSD, and his work will actually be showing in, I think I mentioned that before, but his work is going to be up at the Jean Cocteau. And that plays Saturday at 3 p.m.
And you did CCA, you just did that before, okay.
Mm-hmm. What else do we have going on?
I can do one next Friday, it's a little bit early, but Doug Fine, the author Doug Fine, who lives in southern New Mexico, will be presenting as part of the Carbon Economy series. He will be presenting Hemp-Bound, Sustainable Food, Energy, and Economic Independence for Communities. It is a live event with Doug Fine on Friday and Saturday evenings, a 90-minute talk and slideshow, plus a Q&A, that Doug Fine culled from 2 years of worldwide hemp research that led to the book Hemp-Bound, a playbook for reviving the hemp economy.
Nice.
He's a funny, interesting guy who lives in, as I said, southern New Mexico. Do you hear what I hear?
I have spoken to Doug before. I interviewed him about one of his books on the marijuana growing trade in California. And he's a really great guy.
And funny, too, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, he's super funny. Wow, is that the music?
Yeah, it went by pretty quickly today.
Yeah, it did. It did. It's beautiful. Stay warm, people.
Yeah, thanks for being with us. We've been talking about the arts with Rob DeWalt, local journalist and columnist, food columnist for the Santa Fe Reporter, and me, Diana Delling, sitting in for Mary Charlotte, but also of the Lenzic Performing Arts Center. And thanks for being with us, Rob.
Gracias for having me. It's great to be back
it's
in Santa
Fe. It's good to see you. Welcome back.
Thank you.
And hope you'll be back again soon.
I will. Very soon. I promise.
Great. Everyone, you've been listening to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. My name is Diana Delling, sitting in for Mary Charlotte.